Hello everyone, this is Jay Dobbins on the Marvel DC Multiverse. We're now at episode 422, and I'll be discussing one topic, which is how James Gunn can win over Snyderverse fans in order for his DCEU to be successful. So, obviously, James Gunn's been making a lot of noise lately on social media. You know, I don't know if he's intentionally doing it, you know, offending Snyderverse fans, but, you know, obviously they're still pissed off that Henry Cavill's been booted as Superman, along with Wonder Woman 3 being canceled, not going through the Aquaman trilogy, along with Dwayne Johnson getting booted out, along, and then, of course, Ben Affleck being out of DCEU. So, obviously, James Gunn wanted to start from scratch. So, that's what's pissing off the Snyder fans. But, anyway, so yeah, he wanted to start from scratch. So, he fired several people. The only person who's still in the game is Viola Davis, a.k.a. Amanda Waller. There's a rumor going on a Peacemaker, that John Cena's Peacemaker might still be, that he might be a part of the new reboot of the DCU. It hasn't been confirmed whether or not James Gunn's going to keep Margaret Robbie as Harley Quinn. But, let's see, James Gunn's brother, Sean Gunn, who played Weasel in the Suicide Squad, obviously he's going to be part of the DCEU, so that's two, actors from the DCU who are now in the DCU. Yeah, Viola Davis is Amanda Waller and Sean Gunn's Weasel. So, Amanda Waller's going to have her own show on HBO Max. And then, of course, Creature Commandos. We'll have Sean Gunn as the Weasel, of course. So, that's two. There should be an announcement on more actors and actresses who are pretty much going to be a part of the DCU. So that's going to be coming up soon. But anyway, so Black Adam didn't do well in the box office, obviously, despite Henry Cavill's Superman cameo. But if that movie had been played in China and made at least 800 million or 900 million or a billion, because The Rock is, he's well loved down in China. So if they had played it there, then they would have made at least 800 million or more, and James Gunn would have considered keeping the cast of the DCU, but changing the storyline, undoing what Zack Snyder did with the Flash movie. So that would have worked. So obviously, James Gunn would have kept, you know, the DCEU rolling. But, you know, then we would have had our Superman versus Black Adam. Of course, you know, the Flash movie resetting everything that Zack Snyder had done, bringing back Jonathan Kent, Jimmy Olsen, Dick Grayson's Robin that he confirmed in an interview that had died at the hands of Joker. So that would have been undone, but that's all I really cared about as far as DCU goes. Then they could have, had a Wonder Woman 3 And then they could have done more Justice League films. They could have, you know, brought in the Green Lantern. Sorry, the Lantern. The Green Lantern Corps. Along with the Justice League Dark. So that could have that would have happened. But anyway, so but yeah, it, like I said, that way the only way I can think of that there are ways that James Gunn could have went over the Snyderverse fans. One, pick an actor who's just as good as Henry Cavill for Superman. Obviously, make sure that he finds another actor who is just as good as Ben Affleck for the Batman Brave and the Bold. Because this one's going to be featuring Nightwing, the Bat Family, that includes Huntress, Cassandra Cain's Batgirl, Batwoman, Batwing, Red Robin, you know, Tim Drake, of course, Nightwing, Damian Wayne, of course, Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, Red Hood. So, yeah, the Bat Family, pretty much. But yeah, so picking actors that these fans that, you know, the fans would like. That's one. Two, sell the DCEU IP. Or the Snyderverse IP. So sell that IP to Netflix. That way they can continue on with the story, you know. That way the DCEU can get a proper send-off. That means Dwayne Johnson can continue his work on Superman versus Black Adam, a Wonder Woman 3, an Aquaman movie, you know, probably with a different storyline, and of course, a Justice League 2 and 3, maybe even a 4. But yeah, find actors that the fans will like. But definitely sell the IP. You know, and you can make that, you can make the Snyderverse Elseworld, you know, that universe. But if you sell the IP, Henry Cavill can still be Superman in Elseworld. And it just be on Netflix. That way, because obviously the DCEU is not finished. In selling the IP to Netflix, they can pretty much continue on where, I guess, Black Adam left off. Or maybe even Shazam Fury of the Gods. I'm not really sure, but that can work. So the Snyder fans could support both, you know. James Gunn's work, you know, on the DCU, along with the DCU on Netflix. It's a win-win. And they'll continue to support James Gunn. James Gunn can make money. Snyder fans will be happy. They'll see, they'll be able to see the Snyderverse get a proper send-off before focusing on the DCU. But that's the only way James Gunn can get back in the good graces of the Snyder fans. So if I were him, I would sell that part of the IP. So, but I really wanted to see Superman versus Black Adam. So, well, we'll see what happens. But if they sell that IP, it'll work. It's a win-win. Snyderverse fans win, James Gunn wins. People will support him more, he'll get more respect. So, right now he thinks that he's going to easily win over Snyder fans, but he should know that this is not going to be very easy. So, But we'll see what happens. So that concludes this topic. This concludes this topic. Feel free to visit us and like us on Facebook. We're available on iTunes, Google Play, Music App, Spotify, and of course YouTube.